The Antidote welcomes Inigo to the program. Thanks so much for coming.
Yes, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Now, did I say it correctly?
Yes, you did.
Because it is important.
Yes, Inigo.
You have to explain how you picked that name.
Yeah, I was in psychology class in junior year of high school, and we were learning about this crazy guy, Sigmund Freud, but he had this concept of id and the ego. And, you know, I'm like a teenager in high school, and like I'm trying to make everything super deep. And I was like, oh, like the idea that id is like this instinctual desire, and then there's the super ego that's like your ideal self, and then the ego that's trying to like mesh that together and like kind of balancing the two sides of a person, which for Christians it would be like sin nature and then like act like kind of a conviction with the Holy Spirit. I came up with that in psychology class and just threw it together, thought it sounded unique enough, and yeah, we stuck with it.
You realized if you'd actually chosen superego, you'd actually be leaving no room at all for God.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Because it'd be all me.
Exactly.
Yep.
So your music is Christ-centered. And yes. I heard that decades ago, your dad was involved with the Christian label Goatee Records.
Yes, he was.
And he was working with artists like Reliant K and Grits. So you can tell me, was it him who pushed you into doing Christian music?
So actually, it was kind of the he didn't push me away from it, but he never pushed it. But I think because I was around it so much when I was younger, for the longest time, I didn't want to have anything to like do with it. Like I was like, you know, Christian music, like it's fun, like it's good for church. It's like it's a good thing, but like wasn't really where I was super passionate. It wasn't really until I got to college and I met one of my best friends who was a Christian rapper that he was like showing me a Christian artist and stuff. And I eventually felt led that like, okay, like God's given me talent. I want to give it all to him. And now here I am. And it's kind of funny. I talk with my dad and he's like, he'll be like, yeah, it's kind of crazy you ended up there. Cause he never tried to push me in any sort of direction. So yeah.
Then why was it you decided to head into hip hop instead of another genre?
So I had actually been making beats since freshman year of high school. Saw an upperclassman making them and I was like, oh, I want to do that. My parents gifted me a Logic Pro and I just was making beats and stuff. And then I saw my friend Jack and he was like, I'm a Christian rapper. And my initial thought was, I'm going to work with him. I don't care that he's a Christian rapper or whatever. I just want to get my beats out there. I want rappers to get on my beats.
Sure.
And through that, we kind of forged a relationship where we're just like really good friends. And he slowly started putting me on to more Christian artists and Christian rap. And Christian rap was just kind of, I kind of grew a big passion for that niche specifically. And that's just kind of what I was always drawn to since then. And so, yeah, like most of the music I listened to in high school is a lot of rap music and stuff. So,
but you got to admit that in the Christian realm, it's a pretty crowded niche. You know, you got a lot of really significant artists.
Oh, yeah.
And you hate to talk about competition in the Christian music scene, but it's true.
Yeah.
Everybody realizes that. You're going to find it's going to be an uphill struggle for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's just kind of like, I feel like that's just life, though, sometimes. Like, I feel like there's going to always be reasons not to do something or chase something. But, you know, I love it and I'm passionate about it. I feel like I kind of have a sound that is a little bit different than some people. But, yeah, I know it's going to be an uphill battle, but, you know, so far, just through just doing this, I've also met a lot of great people who've uplifted and supported me, and we support each other. And that's also been very hopeful and just really great and confidence building. And yeah, it's just that community is really kind of helps push you through that, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Well, under the Inigo name, you put out your debut release for Glory His Not Mine just last year. Was that a challenge putting that package together?
So it was kind of a unique kind of thing. It was parts of it were challenging because that was entirely like it was like a producer tape. So like I had a bunch of beats and I kind of A&R'd it. And I just like, I would have a beat and I would reach out to an artist. I'd be like, hey, I'm working on a project. I want you to come and rap on it. And before I decided to do my own music, that was going to be like my resume. And like, I felt like those kind of beats really represented the kind of music I like to make. So there were challenges sometimes, because like some of these people, it's hard to, like, especially when it's my album, it's not like just we're doing a song together. It's like, I have to communicate. Sometimes we're not in the same room. Like, hey, I need it to match this concept. Oh, I need to like you to do this. And sometimes that's hard when you're not in the room with someone. But then there's other parts like Pierre and Coastside, who are on that album. Like, I work very closely with them in person, so I'm able to kind of guide that a lot easier. So, yeah, and it also just taught me that making an album takes a long time of just creating it, finishing it, promoting it, all of it, and getting it out there and doing it the right way is hard, but it was fun and enlightening for me.
Because you're both the creator and the producer, that was your role taking on for the production.
Mm-hmm.
You spoke about pulling in a few other artists on that debut, and you had Coastside coming in on KO. He did these smooth vocals for the bridge and chorus.
Oh, yeah.
You thought that was necessary for the song?
I was like, this is going to be the final song on the album. And I had my friend Pierre on that, is for the rapping. And then I was like, Coastside, he lives in Atlanta, and I go to school in Birmingham with Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
So he was actually visiting Coastside, and Coastside's a good friend of mine. I was like, hey, while you're there, like, come up with some ideas. Like, I think this would be really cool. I wanted to sound big and epic. Like, I like things that sound like, you know, you're marching out to war. And I wanted that kind of emotional aspect of that. And I just felt like it needed that singing voice. And I just heard him on it. I was like, we need to get Coastside on this. And we got him on it. And he killed it, knocked it out of the park.
It is a great track.
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell us, who was it that received the knockout?
I would say it's just like the devil. I mean, like, it's kind of like a playful, just like, you know, we're hitting back the things that are like kind of trying to keep us down, and we're used through the Lord's strength, able to just kind of push back, you know. And like that, it's like Coastside, and it's kind of like yeah, like, and it kind of is like about me in the rap, but then like Coastside, in the end, you're all I need. And that's like how we're able to power through. And just the visual of someone, like, you're in a boxing ring. There's the whole theme of the album was spiritual warfare. And so I felt like kind of having that at the end, like, we finally are at the end of the fight. We've knocked him down. So yeah, that's kind of how that concept came to be.
Talking about that concept, that comes up again on the song War Ready.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck to my battlegrounds, in the dirt, I keep planting the seeds. Now watch how they turn it around when God gave me what they really need. Let him intervene. It sounds like the intention is that you're being the farmer in the field.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like, there, one part of Christian rap is just like, all we can do is like, when we're evangelizing and having people hear the music, is hopefully a seed is planted, you know? We can't always control how that seed grows, but it's just kind of like, in this spiritual battle, part of that is we are supposed to go out and make disciples, and we just scatter the seeds as much as we can. And that's kind of the point of this whole Christian music thing. Part of it, I say the one half is to uplift Christians and just kind of have that. And there's one part of it where it's like to plant seeds for people who've maybe not heard music with this kind of hope before. So, yeah.
Well, I hear you there, but aren't you also there to entertain?
I mean, there is an entertainment aspect of it for sure. Like, you know, I mean, it's music, like it is, but it's just more than that. And I think that's what makes it special, because it's not just entertainment. It's like the message, you know, it's okay to be entertained and to enjoy like clean Christian music. You can have your family listen to it. You can have all that. But in the end, like, the real like importance, the entertainment is like a secondary thing that is, it exists, but then it's like the core is like, hopefully someone can hear this and feel uplifted, or can hopefully come to Christ through it, and just to give the glory to God at the end of the day.
And you're saying then it's always the message from Idigo that takes the top spot. It's not the beat.
Yep. For glory, his, not mine. is what I try to do. And, you know, I have to, it's a struggle sometimes, you know, every day it's like, all right, God, you should start out every day just like, hey, if I'm prideful today, just show me, because, you know, I'm human. Sometimes I am taking the glory for myself, and I need to be able to repent when that happens and be like, you know what, this is not the point. I'm not chasing the numbers. At the end of the day, don't matter. It's, I'm trying to give the glory to God. So sometimes it's a struggle, yeah, but you just got to keep doing it.
Right. Well, it doesn't look like you waste much time, because Idigo has a pair of new releases.
Mm-hmm.
And the song Praise Some says, the work right here ain't done yet. About to head out to war, get my sword wet. Not talking flesh and blood, but it's spirit led. Gotta be wary, enemies prowling. So you gotta explain to me, like, what is it with Christians and war analogies? You gotta explain that.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, you know, Ephesians 6:12, especially for glory, and just kind of me as a person, is the way I see it. You know, like Ephesians 6:12 basically says, you know, we struggle not against flesh and blood, but spirits and principalities, and all the evil and the terrible things that go on in the world, and just in general, we are in a like a spiritual war, and it does need to be visualized by that. And it's kind of interesting because we know the result and we know it's been won, like Jesus defeated it. But at the same time, we're still fighting, you know, we're still supposed to try our best and fight the good fight like Paul did and just keep pushing. And, you know, we can't stay. It's so easy, especially in America, to get just so content and just be like, you know what, I'll go to church on Sunday and I'm just content. But we should be going out there and fighting and participating in that war that is going on. Like the devil's, he's lost, so he's doing his best to take as many people with him. And on God's behalf, we kind of got to go out and do our job and fight in that spiritual battle.
There's something different about Praise Some, and it's that you gave it a raw sound. I mean, it's not polished at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's like an intentional, like, I love a sound that's in your face and honestly distorted sometimes. And that's just kind of like a lot of the music that like I like to listen to. Like I like to like listen to some very experimental stuff just to stretch my mind out. But I like things that feel just in your face. So like I have it like polished, and then like I actually in the production I go in and I distort things and I want it to crunch and I want it to just kind of be raw and just like in your face, you know?
So you must love noise rock.
I actually don't know. I don't know. I think I've really listened to noise rock really. You'll have to put me on to something, but yeah, I don't think I, maybe
you
I would.
It sounds
Japan like I would.
For most of that.
Really?
We should also talk about the other new one, Shocking. Why are they talking to me? Did they forget the order? That's kind of shocking to me. Pigs fall into the water. Please stop calling to me. You got to help everyone. All right, here you go. So who is it that's calling?
Oh, yeah. So, and when I was making this song, I had this whole concept drawn out of like these creatures that like kind of represent demons and spiritual temptation called ids, which would kind of go with the name. but that's why it says ids creeping around the corner. But basically, it's like even as Christians, like there's still temptations. There's still things calling to you, even though like you've given your life to Christ and you are the Lord's. That doesn't mean we're immune to temptation sometimes, but then I'm declaring, like, why are you talking to me? Did you forget the order? Like, did you forget that I'm the Lord's and he's already won? Like, he's defeated you. Like, my mom loves it. I did a deep cut, you know, Christian story with the pigs falling into the water, where Jesus, there's a man named Legion. He says, we are Legion, for we are many. He has thousands of demons in him. And Jesus casts those demons out. And he's like, well, please, Lord, let us go into the pigs. So he casts them to the pigs. And the pigs go crazy and they jump off a cliff into the water. So it's just kind of like that kind of imagery. It's kind of darker, but it's also like I'm declaring, like, I'm kind of struggling and wrestling, like, stop calling to me. But also declaring, like, Jesus won. Like, did you forget the order? Very conceptual.
So with having the two new songs out, does that mean you're looking at putting out another full length?
So right now, I think I'm looking at putting out another single towards middle of April-ish. Hopefully, maybe push end of April. And then hopefully build that up to sometime this summer. I think I'm going to do an EP. I'm going to self-title it and just have it be, you know, this is the introduction to me as an artist rather than just a producer. And yeah, I'm really excited about it. I've got some really cool songs, unique songs building and brewing right now. But yeah.
Sweet. Okay. We've got something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad to hear that there is more coming. Itigo, thanks so much for this talk with The Antidote.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.